listening test. In this interview with Matt Erie, the inventor of Word Up, a game for learning English, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Board. Board games. Squares. Chess. Fun. Here is the beginning of the interview.
Matt Erie is a games inventor with a difference. He invents board games for teaching English. Matt's game, Word Up, is played by learners of English all over the world. Last month, I spoke to him by the poolside in Thailand to find out more about this extraordinary game and its inventor.
Here is an example of a question. Where do people play Word Up? In Thailand? All over the world? By the poolside? The correct answer is all over the world. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the interview. You will hear it 3 times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not a letter. You must not write more than 1 answer for each question.
Word Up is the leading board game specifically for English learners. So I have some questions for you about Word Up. But first, a little about yourself. Where did you grow up, Matt? And how long have you been teaching English?
My home country is Australia, and that's where I grew up, in Melbourne. And I've been involved in teaching English both back in Australia and for the last 16 years over here, since coming to Thailand, that is.
Did you like board games as a child?
Yes. When I was a kid, we didn't have home computers, let alone computer games, so we played board games all the time. My dad taught me chess. Then there was Monopoly, of course, and Cluedo. And my mum taught me how to play Scrabble, so we used to play that quite a lot as well.
Plenty of people have written books and started websites for English learners, but board games are practically unknown. What gave you the idea?
Necessity. I was teaching at a commercial college here in Bangkok, and I soon discovered that whatever we did had to be fun. Thai people like things to be fun, whether it's work, learning a language, or anything else. So we all had to supplement the coursework with games and activities. And so I started inventing different types of games for my classes.
And how did you decide on the format for WordUp?
I had the idea of making a game for my students that was a bit like Trivial Pursuit, but with the questions geared towards learning English. The question categories are one for spelling, another one for vocabulary, another for grammar, and multiple choice for everything else. And then I made a board with special squares and the Word Up cards.
How long did it take you to make the original Word Up?
Well, the first version didn't take too long, but then I decided to make a bigger version, hoping to get it produced. And that's when the work really began. It took me about 18 months to write the first batch of questions, over 5,000 altogether. Then they had to be graded into levels of difficulty. That took another few months. And after I'd managed to get a company interested in producing it, the box had to be designed, and so on. So it took about 2.5 years till it was ready.
Do you know who plays Word Up? I mean, the type of learners, ages, and so on, and where they are?
Well, we've sold over 20,000 copies in Thailand alone, many of them to teachers and schools, but most to students and their families. So here it's used in homes a lot. And since we've been selling it on the internet, it's been mostly teachers who've bought it. So we know it's being used in schools and language institutes in over 60 countries. What I'd like to see is students in other countries using it more at home. What I had in mind when I made it was to create a fun way for people to continue the learning process outside the usual classroom situation, as well as to make something useful for teachers.
Do you still use Word Up in your own classes?
Of course. For a start, I use it early on with a new class. A lot of students are afraid of making mistakes, or they just feel a bit shy. And Word Up is a good way of getting them started. And it's also a good chance for me to observe them from a distance, so to speak, and find out about their personalities. You can learn a lot about someone by watching them play a game, and that's all useful in teaching.
Was Word Up the first game you ever made?
It's the first and only one I've made that's been produced and marketed. I've had plenty of other ideas for games and used them in my classes, but nothing else that I felt could really be developed further.
If I asked you for the two main advantages of learning English with Word Up, what would they be?
That's a difficult one. But I'd say the first one would be simply that it's fun, and that students never seem to get bored with it. The second would be that it involves real communication and interaction. This is one of the main advantages of using board games in general, as opposed to computer games, for example.
How many people can play Word Up?
2 to 6 individual players, or 2 to 6 teams, though the total number of players shouldn't be more than about 12.
Where did the name come from?
There was a hit song called Word Up in the 1980s. They were African Americans, and apparently the phrase was part of their particular idiom. It's used as a way to indicate agreement with someone. It had reference to language, obviously, but didn't sound too academic. It was short and simple, so I thought it'd be easy to remember.
Well, it must have been a good choice, judging from the game's popularity. Do you have any plans for other games?
None yet. I'm still really busy getting word up out into the world. But who knows?
Now you will hear the text again.
Word Up is the leading board game specifically for English learners. So I have some questions for you about Word Up. But first, a little about yourself. Where did you grow up, Matt? And how long have you been teaching English?
My home country is Australia, and that's where I grew up, in Melbourne. And I've been involved in teaching English both back in Australia and for the last 16 years over here, since coming to Thailand, that is.
Did you like board games as a child?
Yes. When I was a kid, we didn't have home computers, let alone computer games, so we played board games all the time. My dad taught me chess. Then there was Monopoly, of course, and Cluedo. And my mum taught me how to play Scrabble, so we used to play that quite a lot as well.
Plenty of people have written books and started websites for English learners, but board games are practically unknown. What gave you the idea?
Necessity. I was teaching at a commercial college here in Bangkok, and I soon discovered that whatever we did had to be fun. Thai people like things to be fun, whether it's work, learning a language, or anything else. So we all had to supplement the coursework with games and activities. And so I started inventing different types of games for my classes.
And how did you decide on the format for Word Up?
I had the idea of making a game for my students that was a bit like Trivial Pursuit, but with the questions geared towards learning English. The question categories are one for spelling, another one for vocabulary, another for grammar, and multiple choice for everything else. And then I made a board with special squares and the Word Up cards.
How long did it take you to make the original Word Up?
Well, the first version didn't take too long, but then I decided to make a bigger version, hoping to get it produced. And that's when the work really began. It took me about 18 months to write the first batch of questions, over 5,000 altogether. Then they had to be graded into levels of difficulty. That took another few months. And after I'd managed to get a company interested in producing it, the box had to be designed, and so on. So it took about 2.5 years till it was ready.
Do you know who plays Word Up? I mean, the type of learners, ages, and so on, and where they are?
Well, we've sold over 20,000 copies in Thailand alone, many of them to teachers and schools, but most to students and their families. So here it's used in homes a lot. And since we've been selling it on the internet, it's been mostly teachers who've bought it. So we know it's being used in schools and language institutes in over 60 countries. What I'd like to see is students in other countries using it more at home. What I had in mind when I made it was to create a fun way for people to continue the learning process outside the usual classroom situation, as well as to make something useful for teachers.
Do you still use Word Up in your own classes?
Of course. For a start, I use it early on with a new class. A lot of students are afraid of making mistakes, or they just feel a bit shy. And Word Up is a good way of getting them started. And it's also a good chance for me to observe them from a distance, so to speak, and find out about their personalities. You can learn a lot about someone by watching them play a game, and that's all useful in teaching.
Was Word Up the first game you ever made?
It's the first and only one I've made that's been produced and marketed. I've had plenty of other ideas for games and used them in my classes, but nothing else that I felt could really be developed further.
If I asked you for the two main advantages of learning English with WordUp, what would they be?
That's a difficult one. But I'd say the first one would be simply that it's fun, and that students never seem to get bored with it. The second would be that it involves real communication and interaction. This is one of the main advantages of using board games in general, as opposed to computer games, for example.
How many people can play WordUp?
2 to 6 individual players, or 2 to 6 teams, though the total number of players shouldn't be more than about 12.
Where did the name come from?
There was a hit song called Word Up in the 1980s. They were African Americans, and apparently the phrase was part of their particular idiom. It's used as a way to indicate agreement with someone. It had reference to language, obviously, but didn't sound too academic. It was short and simple, so I thought it'd be easy to remember.
Well, it must have been a good choice, judging from the game's popularity. Do you have any plans for other games?
None yet. I'm still really busy getting Word Up out into the world, but who knows?
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
Word Up is the leading board game specifically for English learners. So I have some questions for you about Word Up. But first, a little about yourself. Where did you grow up, Matt? And how long have you been teaching English?
My home country is Australia, and that's where I grew up, in Melbourne. And I've been involved in teaching English both back in Australia and for the last 16 years over here, since coming to Thailand, that is.
Did you like board games as a child?
Yes. When I was a kid, we didn't have home computers, let alone computer games, so we played board games all the time. My dad taught me chess. Then there was Monopoly, of course, and Cluedo. And my mum taught me how to play Scrabble, so we used to play that quite a lot as well.
Plenty of people have written books and started websites for English learners, but board games are practically unknown. What gave you the idea?
Necessity. I was teaching at a commercial college here in Bangkok, and I soon discovered that whatever we did had to be fun. Thai people like things to be fun, whether it's work, learning a language, or anything else. So we all had to supplement the coursework with games and activities. And so I started inventing different types of games for my classes.
And how did you decide on the format for Word Up?
I had the idea of making a game for my students that was a bit like Trivial Pursuit, but with the questions geared towards learning English. The question categories are one for spelling, another one for vocabulary, another for grammar, and multiple choice for everything else. And then I made a board with special squares and the Word Up cards.
How long did it take you to make the original Word Up?
Well, the first version didn't take too long, but then I decided to make a bigger version, hoping to get it produced. And that's when the work really began. It took me about 18 months to write the first batch of questions, over 5,000 altogether. Then they had to be graded into levels of difficulty. That took another few months. And after I'd managed to get a company interested in producing it, the box had to be designed, and so